Did I just hear that right? Did that bearded fucker just call me a hoe? Yes, I have his cum all over me. Yes, I'm naked. And there is red satin trimmed with tacky marabou feathers in a little pile on the floor. It's even true that I sucked his cock in hopes of getting material goods. But hoe? Okay, maybe I am. Let me back up for a minute. This has been the strangest Christmas in my history. Even in my late 20s, I never fully stopped believing in Santa Claus. Granted, I never saw him, never heard him wiggle his ass down my chimney. I've never really lived in a home with a proper chimney, even. But this year was different. I had just moved into my own place a few months ago, no roommates, and I was so excited I even went to all the trouble of decorating this year. A tacky little tree with too many lights on it, which I love, and a little red stocking with white trim and my name on the fireplace. No, there's no one here to enjoy it with me. I'm having a couple of friends over tomorrow, but for now, I still love the decorations. I can't sleep tonight, so I decide to do what I do most nights lately. I pull up GWA on my tablet and start scrolling through to find something delicious to listen to. I make a production of unwinding my headphones, simple white earbuds that fit perfectly, little pink decorations on the top, and I pop them in my ears. It's such that I've become conditioned to get wet whenever I put them in anymore. Don't care, totally worth it. I listen to a couple of the newer posts, and then I go back to one of my old favorites, one that always makes me have a screaming orgasm followed by a blissful night's sleep. As I push play, though, I realize that I'm thirsty and I could use a nightcap. Irritated, I pause, flip the comforter off of me, and throw my legs over the side of the bed. I pad down the hallway to the kitchen, and I hear the wriggling. And the straining. And the grunting. And then I see in my fireplace an oversized elf with a white beard and a red suit. Before I realize what I'm doing, I scream, "Santa!" And I rush for him. Throwing my arms around him, he stumbles backward a couple of paces. He removes my arms from him and says, "Whoa now, little girl. Bit old for this sort of thing, aren't you?" Well, I guess in comparison with Father Christmas, a 28-year-old woman does seem like little girl. I'm not one for diminutives, but I'll let it slide tonight. I'm just so happy to be meeting Santa. I look him over, and I realize he seems to be very happy to be meeting me, too. There's a telltale tent just below his thick leather belt. My favorite toy, and he brought me one tonight. I must have been an exceptionally good girl, I decide. I look around to see if there's anything else, and I realize that the tree skirt is sadly empty. I peek at my stocking, deflated but for the shiny new vibrating toy I bought for myself, and promise not to open until Christmas morning. Santa has left me nothing tangible. I furrow my eyebrows and look up at the jolly old elf. "Santa," I ask, "where's my gift?" In my head I wonder, is it in its pants? He tells me there will be no gift this year. Apparently, due to some disagreement about morality at the North Pole, I have ended up on the naughty list. I can't think of what I might have done to deserve this. I pay my taxes, show up at work, although, let's be real, I tend to sneak into the ladies' bathroom and finger myself at odd times of the day, looking in the mirror and imagining one or several of my GWA friends looking back at me. For fuck's sake, I even bake cookies for my neighbors when I know they're having rough times. I'm a little shocked and a little pissed, but I decide that I'm getting a gift from Santa one way or another. I curl my lips up into a Cheshire cat's smile and I say, "Why don't you punish me a different way?" I pull my little red satin nightie up, 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 slowly, until the fluffy white feathers are grazing the tops of my hips, and Santa can almost see my pussy. That tent grows. "I'll take any punishment you can think of," I purr. He hesitates for a moment, but I know I've got him right where I want him. He warns me that it might hurt, and he pats the handle of his black leather whip. He means to dissuade me from tempting him, but it just makes me wet. I turn around, spread my legs a little, and wiggle my butt at him. tiny little movements, but I know it's all he can see. I bite my lip and turn away, knowing he's fucking Santa Claus, and he probably doesn't have the chops to actually make me feel it. Oh boy, am I wrong, though. That first crack surprises me and stings, and before I can contain it, I yelp in protest. The second one's lighter, which is a little annoying, so I goad him a bit. Is that it, Santa? I ask him. Seems like you might be getting old. Seriously, I would have thought he could do better. I guess not, though. He tells me I've served my punishment, all the while groping my ass with abandon, and asks what I would like for Christmas. I think for a moment. I have everything I really want, especially considering that tasty little treat I put in my stocking, but I decide. I want something special. Something unique. Something no other girl has. I want to fuck Santa Claus. This surprises him, but I can see that erection developing in his pants. It looks uncomfortable, and I know he wants it too. He complains and protests, but I'm quick and not exactly in the mood to listen. I pull open the belt buckle, undo the fly, and what to my wondering eyes should appear but a long, lovely cock. I grin ear to ear. I swallow that cock 1 inch at a time. Wet, sucking noises and little moans of pleasure escape from my throat, but I take him completely in my mouth, down my throat, and when he has bottomed out inside of me, I look up at him, my big hazel eyes, the very picture of delight, and I give him the blowjob of his life. I work my tongue, lips, and throat around him, swirling and sucking, drawing him closer and closer until finally he explodes in my mouth. You know what? He tastes like eggnog. Honestly, what has this man been eating? He looks thoroughly satisfied, and I'm afraid he'll take that giant bag and just go back up the chimney, so I say, why don't you return the favor? I coyly bite my lip, and I slide my nightie over my shoulders and let it fall off my body. Now this, he simply can't resist. He takes off his leather gloves and rolls up his sleeves. He massages my skin, rubbing my ass, and then he takes a bite out of one of my cheeks. He slowly works his way inward until he's licking and sucking on my clit, lapping his tongue up, down, and inside my pussy. I get closer to coming. I'm dripping wet, and I want my present. I want it inside me. Fuck me, Santa. I start to plead, and he complies. He forces that thick cock into my pussy, and he slaps me hard on the ass for good measure. He starts to drive into me in earnest, fucking me roughly, hard. This is certainly not the benevolent, gift-giving old man of story time. This is a bearded maniac. And I want to see what Santa Claus's face looks like when he comes. I beg him to flip me over and fuck me so I can see him, and again he grants my wish. He pounds me harder and harder, his hips slamming into my ass, making the dining table creak and move under our weight until we just can't take it anymore. I come loudly and incoherently, as is my nature, and I beg him to come too. The way he tells it, I actually said, cover me in the Christmas spirit, but I know that can't be right. But here's the punchline. He pulls out, he strokes, and then there's eggnog everywhere, all over my body. I smile wryly, and after soaking it in for a minute, I ask, so have I been a good girl, Santa? And that's when he says it. He says, far from it, little girl. You're a ho, ho, ho. No matter. I got the present I really wanted after all. Bad girls always get better presents.